B-Pod Studios.
You say dialogue, so says.
It's nice to have sort of this open dialect with you to where.
Dialogue.
What I say?
Dialect.
I said dialect.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How we doing?
Good.
Good.
I will fall out of this chair today.
Good morning.
There's a wheel missing on the chair.
Is that why it happened?
Yeah, I'm going to fall today.
Folks, right here.
Hardy almost went face first in the
twice. Did you see the second
one? You were going to probably hit the TV screen bar, the protective bar.
Oh, yeah.
That's in front of the screen.
You probably would
have smashed your head on that and then eaten the rug.
No, it's going to split open that spot right over your eyebrow. We've all done that, haven't we?
I once smashed my brother's face open by hitting his head into a bedpost when we were kids.
Yeah, but he probably deserved it. This would have been an accident.
I got in a lot of trouble for that, but he still got the scars that prove the story.
Do we all have the scar underneath our chin? Has everybody busted that open
two
too?
Two knees. From the
you don't have stitches down there?
No.
I thought everybody had stitches down there.
Knees from the coffee table.
Oh. All right.
See, I thought this was stretching.
Good show.
It's not a stretching bar. They put that up to protect the televisions from you. Really from chairs, because they realize they put big TV screens right behind chairs.
Because I broke one. Yeah.
So when you...
Just one?
I just broke one. Yeah, and then Maz broke that one.
Right? You got a big shaving cut today there, baby doll.
I did.
That's a bad one.
I started to shave in a shower and I said, I got to stop.
Uh-oh.
I got a game tomorrow. Okay. I'm going to grow it out today.
Grow it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want
all right. Let's start the show. What do you say? What do you say? We start the show.
I missed a lot today.
Okay.
Scraped the hell out of it. There's blood everywhere. Good morning, everybody.
Okay. Let's get to the news of the Red Sox buying another team.
Not a player. Another team.
Yeah. How's their offseason going? Well, they bought an NHL franchise.
What?
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to help them get to the playoffs? I don't know.
It's a pretty good one I got.
I don't know. I just want to read from somewhere else, not Boston. Okay?
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
Liverpool fans are worried as FSG appears to be in talks to buy the Pittsburgh Penguins. Here's what they are saying in Liverpool. The pressure has been steadily building on FSG at Liverpool, and this latest move has not gone very well. There are Reds fans who are now very concerned that Liverpool's transfer budget may be reduced as their American owners want to focus on their new purchase. Can't imagine how they feel.
0871-722-3344.
There it is. Reading from some fans as they write about their team over. They're very passionate about Liverpool, their fans.
Yep.
They're all saying, that's it for our transfer budget. There goes the transfer budget. Nothing changes. We're not a big club anymore. We are a business.
Boy, he moved quick, too. Like, think about it. They want to form that Super League. Now, all of a sudden, he wants to get into hockey. I mean, that's how quick things changes with this guy.
The advanced talks, according to ESPN on Tuesday, have focused on Fenway Sports Group buying the Pittsburgh Penguins. Ron Burkle and Mario Lemieux have been the Penguins' majority owners since 1999. Wall Street Journal, I think, was the first to actually report on this story yesterday, but I'm reading from Emily Kaplan. The agreement needs to be approved by the board at Fenway Sports Group and then would be subject to NHL approval. The NHL's board of governors must approve any sale within their league. Of course, billionaire John Henry is the principal owner of Fenway Sports Group. The Penguins were on the verge of bankruptcy when Lemieux was able to team up with Burkle and save the franchise. They bought the team then for $107 million. They are now poised to sell it for a reported $875 million, according to the reports I've seen. The Sportico value has the Penguins middle of the pack. They had them valued at $845 million, so very close, not far off. $845 million, which in their rankings puts them 15th in the league, the 15th most valuable franchise. So not a bottom-of-the-barrel franchise. The Penguins have a good market in the sense that it's a sports market.
Right.
The people there like the Penguins. The people there watch the Penguins. They do well in their home market. Not the biggest of markets, but they have a loyal fan base.
No, the city of Pittsburgh does love the Penguins, and they have a fantastic facility. It's outside the city. It's in Canonsburg. But they used to play in the Civic Arena, that old igloo. And now they got a brand-new facility downtown. So, I mean, the money is there. And you know, everything is set up perfectly for it. It's a good team. You know, they got star power. It's a unique purchase here. This really is. You're not buying some run-of-the-mill team. That's a pretty damn good hockey team.
So, the last team sale has been a couple of years in the NHL. That was the Coyotes, a struggling franchise. This is a good franchise.
Yeah.
So, I've got a lot of thoughts here. Number one, this could be a sign of things to come in the NHL. Some of these teams have struggled financially, including the Penguins. And some of them might just need to get out of the business and don't want to be in the business anymore. And don't want to struggle for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years, whatever it might be, following what has happened over the last 2 years. 14-year sellout streak, by the way, ended in Pittsburgh this year. 14 years running. They had sold out every game, and it ended.
Earlier this year?
Earlier this season, I believe.
Earlier this season?
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's what good players, too. Right? They still have good players.
Well, COVID factors into that.
Yeah, no, I think it does.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, October, last month.
Factors in how people don't want to go out, or they weren't at capacity, or what?
Yeah, people not comfortable going to the game still.
All right.
The sellout streak began in 2007. It ended on October 19th. 633 consecutive games. Their sellout streak in Pittsburgh came to an end. So the money that has been lost over the last couple of years, some teams may just not be able to handle it. And here's John Henry to save the day and buy a team for $875 million. Are concerns legitimate that now the Red Sox, as we have felt this way before, when Fenway Sports Group purchased Liverpool, when they got involved in NASCAR, we had the same concerns that the financial resources available to the Red Sox would not be the same. I think it's a legitimate concern. I don't know how long it lasts, but I think it's okay to feel that way. You know what feels the worst about it, though? This is the first time that Fenway Sports Group has bought another market and another American sports franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It just felt a little different when it was, okay, that's Liverpool. That's not really our thing. That's an international.
Yeah, but that's a big thing. You know, like soccer over there, that is huge.
Right.
Like that's one thing you fear. It's like, okay, they're going to invest money there, not invest in a team here, not ever want to build a stadium or clean it up.
No one ever wants to have a polygamous relationship with their sports owners, right? You want your owner to own your team, and that's it. Or maybe multiple teams in one market. And there are a lot of, you know, team owners in various markets that have multiple teams in the same town. So that, to me, it seems, you know, what you would want. Someone who's committed to the market, committed to you, committed to the team that you care about most coming first. The part that sucks is that it just feels like the Red Sox are now just part of a portfolio here.
Well, they are. They're a major part of a portfolio. I mean, but the weirdness of it is, yeah, you don't care about the racing thing, this and that. I think the one concern you really had was the soccer. Soccer is the one thing that could have really exploded. And the fact he wanted to start that Super League, you know, he really had his eyes and heart set on that. And now you're going to come back, and now all of a sudden it's like a fallback. You're going to buy $800 million hockey team? It's an odd purchase. It really is. Or is it just about building wealth and equity? I mean, it's nice to be able to do it. It's a good team. You're not buying a crap team.
Where did the money to buy Liverpool come from in 2010? What did that follow? Massive run of success for the Boston Red Sox.
World Series.
You know, all kinds of new revenue, new sponsors, new TV deals, and sold out ballparks for, at that point, almost a decade under their ownership.
Yep.
Now all of a sudden they go to Liverpool. They've done well there. They have. And now they're on to buying the Penguins. I mean, there's money coming from those teams that goes to the purchase of the new team. It's not that hard to follow.
Right.
Yes, of course, there are many investors. There are all kinds of banks involved. It's not like they take the $875 million out of their wallet and pay it. But it's a matter of the resources going into a new club that you and I, well, maybe you do, so I know I don't give a damn about the success of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Don't care.
I really don't either.
I don't care if they fall off the face of the earth tomorrow. I don't care if Liverpool ever plays a soccer game again. I don't care if NASCAR disappears and they don't get anything for their Roush racing team. That's what it is, right? Fenway Roush. I don't care about any of those things. I care about the Red Sox.
That's it.
That's what I care about.
As long as you don't take money away from that. That's the big thing.
And Liverpool fans feel the same way we do about this situation.
Any word for the fans, please?
Any word for the fans, John? Those people don't care if the Red Sox never play baseball again.
Mr. Henry, we couldn't hear you earlier.
They don't care if the asteroid comes from space and lands right at home plate at Fenway Park. They do not care. And I don't think Penguins fans care about the first base situation for the Red Sox. So that's why you don't like it. That's why your gut reaction to this is, ugh.
Do you still intend to keep hold of your ownership in Liverpool?
Give me the number one more time there, T-Bone.
087-172-2344.
How do you think they're doing today? Can we get maybe a listen in? Do we have a way to track that down? Some of the fan reaction over there on Sports Talk Radio?
I don't even have hockey over there. Do they?
Where?
Not London.
I don't think there's a lot of Britain, hockey in London.
Yeah, not a lot of hockey.
There's
there.
Plenty of hockey in Europe. I just don't know if the...
Wait, there is Finland.
I don't know that the Brits are into it.
No.
Doesn't really seem like their thing. All right, 617-779-0984.
087-172-3444.
I did it again. Double four. Did the 98.4 happen the same time we had played that thing the last time around when I did that?
No, about 3 months apart.
Okay.
No, it's a totally different day.
We got to figure out.
They want us to play them week in, week out. Like, what's that all about? Football's about competing. Football's about... Sometimes football's not about winning. It's about trying.
And everybody's pissed at John Henry again. 617-779-0985.
You gotta come up with a more clever way of doing it. Like 617-779-0985. Try that.
No, I don't want to confuse myself.
617-172-2344.
617-779-1685.
No, that's not what it is.
This is
617-777.
Get that one first. 16-17.
61-777. Now you're on to something.
Yeah.
Okay. 61-777-9985. 777-9-985. Work on a dream.
087-172-2344.
For that one.
61-777.
16-17. Just down one before it.
61-777.
Yes, that's right. But they want that ruined. They want it ruined.
All right, more on this next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
This Andrew WK? This is the Penguins goal song. How about that? Go Penguins. We have to root for the Penguins now to have.
Is this really their goal song?
Start a new sellout streak. Make sure the revenues there are healthy enough to support the franchise.
No.
Let's hope so. So the owners of the Red Sox, Fenway Sports Group, buy a franchise in a struggling league at the moment. Struggling. Financially.
What a deal.
The NHL to me always feels like it's teetering. Do you guys feel that way about the NHL? You know, 15 years ago, when they went into their labor stoppage, you didn't know if that league was going to make it. It just feels like there are too many teams in that league that are teetering, and yet here they are expanding.
Yeah, from an ownership standpoint.
Crazy.
Like, you don't hear about that in the NFL. You know, you really don't hear about it in the NBA. Same thing with baseball. You know, it's the same families, it's the same ownership groups, all that. Yeah, if any group, it's really the NHL. It's really the NHL that you say, okay, something's for sale. We could get in on this here. The fact that you could get in and buy a team like the Penguins, it's pretty startling. You know, it's $800 million. It's not cheap. But you put, what, 106 into it, like you said? It's a massive money make for Mario Lemieux.
And Good for him.
He helped keep hockey there in Pittsburgh. That thing was leaving, and he kept it.
It was going somewhere else.
Yep, going to St. Louis.
So here's the good news. The Red Sox, following their purchase of Liverpool, which was in 2010, did not stop the Red Sox from spending all kinds of money in the years following that. There was $161 million spent on the team's roster, and that was third highest in the sport, and that was the year they signed Adrian Gonzalez and Carl Crawford.
Yep.
After buying Liverpool. So when you factor that in, it didn't stop them from spending before. I know it doesn't feel great. You never like it. You just don't like the feeling of the, you know, like attention or passion of your owner being divided between your team and anyone else. Correct?
Yeah, that's the best thing you liked about him was like the day he showed up with his hat down here at spring training, it was his team and his only team. Now, not the case. Now you see him with those little trophies on his planes going over to Liverpool. Yeah, kind of bugs you a little bit. Even though they won. I mean, the guys brought four championships here. They have won. So one thing it does make you wonder, would this accelerate any process of them wanting to sell the Red Sox?
No. In fact, I would say that the group itself is going to survive anything to do with John Henry.
Yeah, it'll run itself.
Like, now it's a conglomerate.
Yeah.
It's not that it wasn't already, but it continues to grow. Right?
Yeah.
So it's like a sort of this giant company, despite being founded by John Henry, is not going to go anywhere. I'm sure
got LeBron. You got all that stuff now. Like, they're so diverse now.
I don't think LeBron has really much to do
with it. No, but still, you're in bed with him.
All right, 617-779-0985. Jack in California, I believe. I'm sorry, the phones are messed up. Is that you, Jack?
That's me.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just shocked that you guys would actually think that because the parent company bought the Penguins, it's going to affect the Red Sox bottom line. That's just not the way business is done.
I don't think that.
If they actually did do that, if they were taking money from the Red Sox to support it, then it'd be a bigger issue than buying the Penguins. But in the last 5 minutes, you just changed your tune a little bit. You know, you're saying, oh, it's not really going to be a problem because before when they bought the soccer club, they invested millions. No, it's just my point. It's going to have nothing to do with it. You're going to buy, I don't like them buying the Penguins. I'd rather see them buy the Bruins, but heck, that's not going to happen.
I disagree with you, though. The same parent company now owns all of these teams. So there's no way that at any point when the company takes money that it has in its bank accounts, profits that it has earned from other teams, money that could potentially be reinvested back into that team is not. It's invested elsewhere. What are you talking about? Company's made a boatload of money on other things. They now have taken some of that money and they've put it into buying a hockey team. They're growing their company with money they made off the existing properties within the company. What are you talking about? Of course they're connected. It's the same guy. It's the same owner.
They're worried about it not affecting the bottom line payroll.
It's not going to. Why would it impact the bottom line of income of the Red Sox?
I don't think it would. I don't think it would, but it makes sense that, hey, if you have success and you're not going to do anything more at Fenway and say, okay, now we own the Penguins and say we need something there or some new building or some new technology, you're going to invest it. You're going to buy it.
Jake's in Boston.
You're going to build it for him.
What do you got on this, Jake? What do we got on Instagram?
Okay, so before I get into Patriot gossip, I'll actually defend John Henry. I can see why teams are going to be bought and sold here. From an investor standpoint, inflation is going to send franchise values skyrocketing. And if you're sitting on cash, or even if you need to take out a big loan, you're going to get a return on that money pretty quickly. So I look at it as pretty independent of what goes on with Liverpool or the Red Sox. And if you have the cash or even need to refinance some debt to get to that point, buy another team, go buy it, because it's going to be worth your while. On the gossip here, have you noticed that as Linda has disappeared, Bill seems to get better? There are no posts on game day now. And obviously, to what you were saying, though, they did meet on Sunday night, because you saw Bill. You didn't see Bill. You didn't see Josh. And you didn't see Matt Patricia during family field time, which all the other junior coaches were part of. So maybe.
Austin, we're in the Optum Club drinking beer, huh?
No. Not after Sunday's game, to my knowledge, unless you have knowledge, I don't.
I do not.
And then
I left early.
And then
but I heard
also,
that's a new spot, though.
But factor it in anyway.
But I think Bill likes going there to drink beer.
Well, I don't blame him, because that's a great place to watch a game. But family fun time and family field time tends to be a big thing on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Also, Mac Jones's people.
Yeah, which is why we got the Bill Belichick family video on Sunday night.
We saw that.
Correct. But he wasn't being dangled out for Linda's social club, and it was at the very, very end, which was after the meeting.
So
after the coaches.
You think
meeting.
This has a direct correlation with the winning on the field?
I do. She's taking a step back, to her credit. Also, Mac Jones's people, they're already starting to talk Super Bowl and having him there and dangling him out there, from whether it be for the game or for a bunch of corporate things. All I know is that his
Radio age, Row. We got to get him at Radio Row.
Yeah, it's only a month and a half away.
That's where you got to get him. Got to get him walking through Radio Row.
Yeah, it's really good to be here. There's a lot of good players here in the league. Yeah.
Is that your Mac Jones impression?
Yeah. Yeah, it's good to talk to you guys. Thanks for having me on. I actually had Mac Jones on Monday.
It is. It's like a little Don Sweeney-esque. Yeah. You have Mac Jones?
Yeah, I got him on Monday. We're going to do TV on Monday for All Access.
Oh.
8 questions, Mac.
The old Brady interview.
Yep. Replace the Brady interview with the Mac interview.
Let's go to Joe, who's in Everett.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Listen, I don't know what these calls are talking about. Let's indirectly, you realize that the Fenway group owns 80% of Nissan.
Right.
What happens if there's some type of scheduling conflict between the Bruins and the Penguins, or any type of playoff natural disaster?
Wait, what? They don't air Penguins games on Nissan.
Better not air the Penguins.
What are you talking about?
Not yet.
No, what I'm saying is if Fenway, the group, decides not to carry the Bruins.
Yeah.
Is that a conflict of interest?
I don't think so.
Nissan too.
I really don't. I mean, I think
there's
it's interesting.
There's a little something there.
It is, though. It is
there's
interesting.
There's a little something there. What? Why would you, as an owner, own a TV station that pumps the tires of a competitor of one of your other properties?
It is odd. It is definitely awkward. When the Bruins
getting out.
When the Bruins come in for their,
what?
Their meetings
Nessun?
At Nessun, since they are part owner of the entire operation, the other owner is the guy who owns a competitor in their league.
Hmm.
Oh yeah.
What if the Bruins play the Penguins in the playoffs? Are the Red Sox going to send out the "Go get 'em Bruins" tweet?
No.
We'll just stay out of that one. Let's not tweet anything.
Are the Bruins still welcome at Fenway Park the way they have been in years past?
That's a good question.
Are they? Are they still welcome there? Fenway Park, home of the Pittsburgh Pittsburgh Penguins will come throw out the first pitch now, not the Bruins. Ryan's in Plymouth. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Hey.
So to my point exactly with the Fenway group buying, Pittsburgh team, how's John Henry going to look when the Penguins come in down to play the Bruins? And how are the Bruins fans going to react to John Henry sitting in the garden? Especially the Pittsburgh's, considerably playing better or whatnot, you know?
Yeah, I think he'd look rich.
Yeah. See John Henry at a lot of games, period.
Red Sox games, yes.
See, I don't recall seeing John Henry at all this past season. Was he around the team?
He was.
I didn't see Memo.
Down in the seats by the dugout. Yeah. He was there. I think he's the Red Sox game pretty often.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not looking.
I mean,
for
I think that's the thing you should cling to in this is number one, they've never not spent money, right? I mean, there have been years where we want them to spend more money and we think they're shorting the team a little bit, but for the most part, they've spent their money. And the other part is I think John Henry actually really likes baseball. That's his sort of passion in all of this. I don't think just John Henry strike you as a big hockey fan? Do we
no.
have we ever known him to be a big hockey fan?
No, baseball, soccer.
Do you ever see John Henry at those Bruins games, those Bruins playoff games? It's like too, Robert Kraft is there?
It's too cold.
Sitting in the seats with us common folk?
Bring my jacket. Linda, I need a scarf. Bring the Afghan.
Don't pull it so tight. All right, 617-779.
Not the heavy one. It hurts so, my shoulders.
So cold.
It chafes my skin. It's itchy wool.
Bring my muff.
Let's get to headlines with Hardy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sneaking
in new rejoins. I can't sing to those.
Good. That was actually a good one.
Well,
so
what the hell's this?
There you go. There you go. Hardy was just talking off the air about the announcement as it relates to the renaming of the Staples Center. It's no longer going to be named the Staples Center. Their deal
correct.
Has expired.
Starting on Christmas Day, it will be the Crypto.com Arena. Home of the Lakers, Clippers, Kings, and the WNBA Sparks.
Of course.
It's been Staples Center for 22 years, but Crypto.com is paying $700 million over 20 years to rename the building.
That feels like...
paying in cash or is it a cryptocurrency?
It's a good deal.
Yeah. How are they paying? Are they paying in NFTs?
Yeah, go look at it. It's in there. It's in there.
We paid it in Bitcoin. All 700 million of it.
Like I said, I remember when it was CMGI Field.
Well, how do we get our 700 million? Well, we'll give you a different, it's a 20 character password, and we'll give you a different character each year. And then after 20 years, you'll have access to
just tell us where your wallet is. We'll send it your way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we'll do. So 700 million in a naming rights deal. Got to wonder if the Red Sox need some money.
They can't.
To buy a hockey team.
They can't.
Would they ever?
I don't think they can.
What do you mean?
Would they ever?
What do you mean?
Rename Fenway?
Yeah.
Ho. No. Nope. That's
Jordan's
when you don't
Furniture
rename.
Field.
Jordan.
At Fenway Park. That's how you do it. That's how you get away with
cheesy.
It. That's how a lot of...
Cheesy.
The problem for anybody buying it, and the question I would have, let's say I'm Elliot, Jordan's Furniture.
Yeah, Elliot.
I'm at the table.
Your dog.
What's going to prevent?
Why'd you fire Milligan?
Don't you?
Yes, ask that question, please.
How many blueberry muffins did Milligan eat?
Are you guys bringing back to Polar Express?
Don't ask me. I got fired.
Here's my question: isn't everyone still going to call it Fenway?
Yes.
Regardless of how much money we give you guys to call it Jordan's Furniture Field at Fenway Park.
But you can put it in signage, like significantly more signage on the exterior of the park.
Great.
People still call it
want $700 million for signs?
You can force your broadcast partners to refer to it every single time as Jordan's Furniture Field at Fenway Park.
Yeah, I just don't see how that's worth $700 million if everyone's still going to call it Fenway.
Right.
Casually on broad... I'm not talking about the game broadcast. I'm talking about those idiots over on the Sports Hub. They're still going to call it Fenway, aren't they? Well, yes, our research indicates they will. Well, then I'm not paying.
Well, doesn't that sort of apply at the Garden, too? Everyone still calls it the Garden when it was the Fleet Center. I would say 75% of people were still calling it the Garden.
A TD Bank.
But everyone knew it was the Fleet Center. Like, everyone knew that was the official name.
TD Bank North Garden, wasn't it?
See, nobody even says that. But nobody even says that. What? I know we say it, you know, like on the schedule, but nobody said, hey, let's go to TD Bank
North Garden. Let's go to the Garden. TD Garden has come around a little bit. I feel like TD Garden is probably used interchangeably with the Garden.
Sure. But it's only because it's short. When it was TD Bank North Garden, nobody was saying that. They were saying the Garden.
Right.
When it was TD Bank Garden, no one was saying that. Just TD Garden? Okay, we can handle that. We can. It's two letters. We can handle your sponsorship. It's fine.
It's a rename Fenway.
Let's go down to Foxborough to the Razor. Nobody says that.
Well, that's a nickname.
You tried it.
But everyone,
I call it CMGI.
I did it once in a call. It was so bad.
They asked you to try it?
No, I just threw it in there during the call. It just
wasn't impressed upon you to maybe try and work that into a call?
No. No.
The Razor's rocking.
The Razor's rocking.
I believe it was your call. It was
like, chills after it.
I think it was
not good.
I think it was an Arrington kick return or something.
Oh, God.
They're rocking. Of course it was. The Razor.
No one
Razor's rocking.
The Razor's rocking.
No one calls it the Razor.
Nobody does.
Well, Zoe did once.
I did once, and it was awful.
Why?
Terrible.
Why'd you do it?
I don't know. Because it's like Gillette. You say, yeah, it's a razor.
Yeah. What? Yeah, totally. Yeah.
See that sucker?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
Get yourself good.
Yep.
617-779-0985.
Shave with a box cutter?
Let's get thoughts from a Liverpool fan. T-Bone,
knife.
We got a Liverpool fan on the line.
Oh, we do?
087-172-3344.
Dominic in North Andover. Dominic.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
I'm just trying to help you connect the dots a little bit right here.
All right.
So over the last, like, two or three years, Liverpool has won the Champions League, which is the biggest tournament in Europe, and the Premier League. Now, those teams get a giant fat bonus when they win the Champions League. Pretty sure they do when they win the Premier League, too. Now, if you look at the other teams in the Premier League, last year Chelsea won. They broke the bank spending on players. You know, Liverpool, they got like one midfielder 2 years ago, a couple other smaller pieces. And now, do you guys know who Mo Salah is?
No.
Mo Salah is a forward on Liverpool, and he's the best player in the world right now.
The Egyptian, right? He's Egyptian?
Yeah, he's from Egypt.
Okay.
His contract's going to be up in the next year, and they're in negotiations to re-sign him right now, and they have to break the bank to re-sign him. Now, I'm trying to connect the dot with the Red Sox and Liverpool, you know, so you see the Red Sox during trade deadline weren't really making that many moves and all this stuff.
Heimblum is here.
Yeah, and then you see Liverpool after they won the Champions League and the Premier League, like, not making too many crazy moves. I don't know what's going on, but if they buy the Penguins, say bye-bye to free agency for the Red Sox.
Well, that's the question. Are we about to say bye-bye to free agency for the Red Sox?
No.
Are they about to not spend their money? John Henry has always said that they're not connected. He has addressed this before.
I believe that.
And said they're not connected. You cannot connect the dots. You cannot say that one is tied to the other. They are not. He will tell you they're separate entities, like our caller did earlier, which, again, no one believes him. No one believes that they're entirely separate entities. They obviously have their own.
There's some blending, but I do
believe and people running each of those teams.
That's
you know, Sam Kennedy's not dipping in now on free, you know, what's going on with the Penguins or what are we going to do with the Mo Salah situation with Liverpool? He's not doing that.
Right.
They have individuals that run each team. I get that. There's no crossover. But the bank accounts at FSG are the bank accounts.
Yeah, it helps.
Ryan's in Andover on this week's game for the Patriots. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so I'd say my message is simple. Feed Stevenson. He's got all the tools. In this style of offense, he fell into an opportunity almost as big as the maid that fell into my bathroom.
Awesome. Awesome.
Well, yes.
Done. Well done.
We'll be talking more football with Bert Breer when he joins us at the top of the hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. 617-779-0985. He absolutely got us there. That was great. He fell into the we have a giveaway coming up next from the Diamond Guild, a $100 gift card to give away. We'll do that right after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
So lacking.
It's a Homer show. We are overwhelmingly positive. Bunch of honks.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Very, very positive sports show.
98.5.
Guilty as charged.
The Sports Hub.
Caleb Sturgis on to attempt a 41-yard field goal toward the lighthouse. Ball is spotted down and low hash and it's blocked. And it's scooped up by Kyle Arrington. He's in the clear to the 40. An open road to the 30. Arrington is gone. Goodbye to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
The Razors rocking early. Special teams each and every week. Somebody steps up and makes a play. And it sets the tone for this football team. What do you do when you've got the number one seed and you lead the AFC East? It's offense, it's defense. But more so than any other year, it has been special teams. The Razors rocking. The Razors rocking. The Razors rocking. Let's go. Tempo.
Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line at 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 Diamond Guild gift card. The Diamond Guild is having doorbuster savings one day only this Saturday, November 20th, 11 to 6. Enjoy extra savings on the season's hottest gifts. No appointment is needed. Just stop by the Diamond Guild, the Space Center in Norwood. Learn more at thediamondguild.com. Easy to get to right off Route 1.
You made a song about that?
Go see Lewis Carton and everyone at the Diamond Guild. Caller 10 right now, you get the gift card.
What? You made a song about that?
You don't remember this one?
I don't remember that.
The Razors walking.
It was such a bad comment.
The Razors walking early.
Touchdown, Patriots.
And you can't stop it.
You just can't stop it.
Touchdown, Patriots. Let's go. Tempo. Tempo. He's in the clear to the 40. 40.
McCourty.
Devin never saw it, but he blanketed Clay. Somebody steps up and makes a play.
Tom drops back. Got it again.
Two of them today. Inside the 10.
Hightower diagnosis. Makes the play. Team shooting up from linebacker. Reading it all the way. The Patriots division champions as you hear.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah,
protein bars.
That's some of your best work there, Hardy.
That was a while ago, man.
Damn good. 617-779-0985. We'll talk to Bert Breer coming up in just a couple of minutes. He's standing by. Don in Nashua on Buying the Penguins.
Yeah, guys.
Hi, Don.
How you doing, guys?
Good, good.
I'm going to say it's a bad idea. You know, I think it'll only work if they never win the cup and if they change their colors back. You know, we were the black and gold a long time before they were. You know, they took it because of the Steelers. So that's all I got to say. Have a good day.
Oh, okay. How much better would you feel if John Henry had purchased the Bruins?
How much better would I feel?
Yeah.
I don't
feel the same.
Okay. I don't feel bad about it to begin with. John Henry and the Fenway Sports Group wants to go by the Penguins. I think it is going to largely be, it won't affect me.
All right, let me ask you this. If you're a Penguins fan today, how do you feel if you're a Penguins fan?
Well, I mean, they've probably got some kind of like personal connection to their current owners. You know, it's Mario Lemieux.
They think Lemieux hung the moon. If you grew up in Pittsburgh, if you like hockey in Pittsburgh, you think Lemieux hung the moon. It'd be like Ray Bourque.
But I don't know what they think of them as actual like business owners. So I don't know. I don't know how they feel about their current ownership. You know, I think they personally like the guy, but maybe they're ready for a change. If they were to buy the Bruins, and I'm thinking about like, you know, what happened in Detroit with ownership of the Red Wings and the Tigers.
Yep.
And I think maybe at one point, do they own the Pistons? I'm going to have to look that up. Or did they at one point? There's like one family that owned them, and they did it through a pretty healthy run of success for the Red Wings, not for the Tigers, but it worked out pretty well for a while. If one ownership is invested in a town and the city and the teams, I don't think that's bad. I don't think this is all that bad.
Yeah, but
it'd probably be better if it were the Bruins. Be better for Bruins fans.
Yeah, but considering they were worth, though, like you bought them for $106 million, and the fact that it's valued over $800 million, it's not like they're losing money.
Well, it's 20-something years later.
I understand that, but if you're a fan base, you're looking at it, okay, did they not add to it? See, the one thing that they have is that Lemieux kept the team there. And that's what I think fans are grateful for. Now you see this guy come in, I think the first thing you think is, oh, another rich guy trying to make a buck.
Okay, but if you're hearing that your current ownership is struggling a little bit.
The sport is struggling.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And the sport is having a hard time sort of rebounding from having such a disruption during everything that's gone on. Shouldn't you be happy? Shouldn't you be happy, John Henry? Well, the guy had $875 million to buy the thing.
Well, the guy's successful,
more,
too.
More money where that's coming from, right?
Yeah. Yeah, his ventures usually increase in value. Yes.
As I've said, we have often criticized the Red Sox at different points, including this past season, for not spending to the max and spending more. But I don't think you could reasonably call Red Sox ownership, on the whole, big picture, their time as Red Sox owners, cheap. You can't do that. They're not. They've spent a ton of money. In fact, they've spent some money very poorly and wasted some of their own money in the process of being the Red Sox. So if you're the Penguins and you hear that, oh, financially, the team's not doing great, this might be great news for you. It might be. Would you take John Henry? Bruins fans, would you take John Henry as your team's owner? Would you?
To save the franchise?
Not to save anything. But just, I mean,
as an ownership change.
How do you feel about him as owner? You're familiar with him as Red Sox owner. How would you feel if he was taking over the Bruins today?
It's not like you're in love with your owner.
I think it'd be okay.
I know. I factor that in.
That's the problem.
I think it'd be okay with him.
I think it's flipping a quarter.
A-okay.
Yeah, it was Mike Ilitch who owned Red Wings and the Tigers, Little Caesars money, and the Pistons ended up moving into the new building that they built, the Little Caesars Arena, there for the Red Wings. But I don't think he ever owned them. So it was just a ownership of both the baseball and hockey team for a long time.
Yeah, I think there are some rules that prevent you from owning in different sports. What, right? Aren't there some of the leagues have rules about cross sport ownership?
Well, the Ford family will never give up the Lions, and no one wants to buy them anyway.
We're going to bring Bird in. He's got something on this. We'll do that in 90 seconds right after headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.